of them. But James plays a rather prominent role as the life of Jesus unfolds in the Bible. James is connected with Jesus in some of the very significant moments of his life, both in terms of the transfiguration as well as with the raising of the little girl, the 12-year-old girl. It was only Peter, James, and John who were brought into that room when Jesus raised that young girl from the dead, as well as with the Garden of Gethsemane. It's Peter, James, and John that are brought in to be with Jesus in that very serious part of the ministry of Jesus. So St. James is very, very closely associated with the life of Jesus and is very prominent in terms of the special favors that Jesus gives to him. James and John were probably, I don't know that this is a proven fact, but they were probably cousins of Jesus. So they would have been related by blood to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary. So again, take that for what it's worth. But we also see that James is the first of the apostles to shed his blood for the gospel. He is the only apostle whose death is recorded in sacred scripture. I believe it's in Acts chapter 12 that it's recorded the death of St. James. St. James, in subsequent centuries, became the patron saint of Spain. There are some who speculate, and again, there are some who speculate that before the death of James, that he actually traveled to Spain to proclaim the gospel and then came back to Jerusalem, and that's where he was martyred. But one way or the other, somehow the remains of St. James, the relics of St. James, found their way to Spain in some way or another. That's why they have that Santiago de Compostela, the walk that is under the patronage of St. James. This is the St. James who is the St. James at the center of Santiago de Compostela. And he has been attributed to all sorts of miraculous realities there. I think it was Pope Leo XIII, I was just reading this morning, that Pope Leo the 13th declared that the remains at the cathedral there at Santiago de Compostela were indeed the relics of St. James. So St. James, he did find his resting place ultimately in that place. But one way or the other, when we think about the life of St. James, again, as St. Paul points out in today's first reading, we hold this treasure in earthen vessels. In other words, we're still very frail, we're still very, very weak, but God has filled us with a treasure. And just like St. James was bold in proclaiming Jesus, especially after Pentecost, we want to pray for that grace to also be bold in proclaiming Jesus, whatever the cost. Because we know that whatever the cost that the gospel imposes upon us, that the rewards that we receive from the Lord are far greater. James was the first one to shed his blood for Jesus, but he was the first of the apostles also to be raised into glory because he shed his blood for Jesus. So we want to pray that we would have that same courage, that same strength to witness to Jesus in our lives.